This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention. And not only are all 50 states, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, represented here at this convention, but also the nation of Australia. With us, we have Daniel McPherson from Australia representing the country and the youth of agriculture in Australia.
Thank you, Amy. It's nice to be here. I work for the Australian Government Department of Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry, and I'm here at this convention this week to learn about the FFA and learn about how it's attracting youth into agriculture in America. In Australia, it's we face a challenge of attracting more youth into agriculture and trying to promote agriculture as an exciting and innovative career option for our youth.
Which is exactly what the FFA does. It also prepares students to go into those future careers and take on the global industry. It's no longer just held within a nation, but it is a worldly industry that has many opportunities for students.
Absolutely. That's one thing I've been blown away. I went and had a look at the exhibition hall, and all those companies that are exhibiting, they're in Australia too. It shows you the global supply chains are very integrated. The issues, the challenges of that America faces, you know, water, things like that, they're issues in Australia as well. And it's interesting to see that the challenges are the same, the companies are the same, the issues are the same. And so I think there's a lot to learn from us coming here and having a look around and seeing how you do it. You do things.
And, you know, we can learn from you as well. Again, it's back and forth because it is a global industry. So you mentioned you're observing the system and how the organization works to communicate with the Department of Education, the USDA. And how will you go back and report to Australia and your systems?
Well, I sit on a lot of different government committees between my department and our Department of Education and our relationship with the states, because we have states as well. And I also talk to a lot of industry bodies in Australia that deal with various segments of agriculture. And so I get to go back and, I suppose, tell the various levels of government what's happening, tell them about FFA, but also tell our industry and our industry leaders, this is how in America they're doing it, because our industries are also telling our government that this is a pretty important issue for them, and they want ideas, they want solutions, and that's part of my job is to find those solutions, look at those systems and look at what works and how to go about changing things.
Do you foresee in the future perhaps Australia maybe chartering an organization similar to the FFA with the same maybe goals and visions?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be an issue for industry. I think once I tell industry about in Australia about FFA, it'll be really interesting to see what they think and whether they think that this is something they would like to see developed. It's definitely, you know, we don't have a comparable organisation to the FFA. And I think that's one of the things the FFA does really well, is connect the students with industry and connect the students with the different programs the government does. And it kind of holds all those different parts of the education system together. And I think that's something that sort of I find really interesting.
Well, thank you very much for joining us here at the 85th National FFA Convention.
Thank you very much, Amy.